Lake was savoring the moment. The campaign was madness, but he could control the tempo of the job itself. Reagan was a 9-to-5 president, and he'd been far more effective than Carter, an avid workaholic. "Just get to the White House," he told himself over and over. "Suffer these fools. Gut it through the primaries. Endure with a smile and a quick wit." And one day very soon he'd sit in the Oval Office, alone, with the world at his feet. And he would have his privacy. Teddy sat with York in his bunker, watching the live scene from Andrews Air Force Base. He preferred York's company when things were rough. The accusations had been brutal. Scapegoats were in demand, and many of the idiots chasing the cameras blamed the CIA because that's who they always blamed, if they only knew. He'd finally told York of Lufkin's warnings, and York understood completely. Unfortunately, they'd been through this before. When you police the world, you lose a lot of cops. And Teddy and York had shared many sad moments watching the flag-covered coffins roll off the C-130s, evidence of another debacle abroad. The Lake Campaign would be Teddy's final effort at saving American lives. Failure seemed unlikely. DPAC had collected more than $20 million in 2 weeks and was in the process of hauling the money around Washington. 21 congressmen had been recruited for Lake endorsements at a total cost of $6 million. But the biggest prize so far was Senator Britt, the ex-candidate, the father of a little Thai boy. When he abandoned his quest for the White House, he owed close to $4 million with no viable plan to cover his deficit. Money tends not to follow those who pack up and go home. Elaine Tyner, the lawyer running DPAC, met with Senator Britt. It took her less than an hour to cut the deal. DPAC would pay off all his campaign debts over a 3-year period, and he would make a noisy endorsement of Aaron Lake. "Did we have a projection of casualties?" York asked. After a while, Teddy said, "No." Their conversations were never hurried. "Why so many?" "Lots of booze. Happens all the time in Arab countries. Different culture. Life is dull. So when our diplomats throw a party, they throw a good one. Many of the dead were quite drunk." Minutes passed. "Where's your doll?" asked York. "Right now he's in Iraq. Yesterday, Tunisia." "We really should stop him." "We will, next year. It'll be a great moment for President Lake."
12 of the 16 congressmen endorsing Lake wore blue shirts, a fact that was not lost on Elaine Tyner. She counted such things. When a D.C. politician got near a camera, odds were he'd put on his best blue cotton shirt. The other four wore white. She'd arranged them before the reporters in a ballroom of the Willard Hotel. The senior member, Representative Thurman of Florida, opened things up by welcoming the press to this very important occasion. Working from prepared notes, he offered his opinions on the current state of world events, commented on things in Cairo and China and Russia, and said that the world was a lot more dangerous than it looked. He rattled off the usual statistics about our reduced military. Then he launched into a long soliloquy about his close friend Aaron Lake, a man he'd served with for 10 years and whom he knew better than most. Lake was a man with a message, one we didn't particularly want to hear, but a very important one nonetheless. Thurman was breaking ranks with Governor Terry, and though he did so with great reluctance and no small feeling of betrayal, he had become convinced through painful soul-searching that Aaron Lake was needed for the safety of our nation. What Thurman didn't say was that a recent poll showed Lake becoming very popular back in Tampa, St. Pete. The mic was then passed to a congressman from California. He covered no new territory, but rambled for 10 minutes anyway. In his district north of San Diego were 45,000 defense and aerospace workers, and all of them, it seemed, had written or called. He'd been an easy convert. The pressure from home, plus $250,000 from Ms. Tyner and DPAC,
and he had his marching orders.